It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen and your first taste of the 2017 Sound Kitchen recipes to come. What shall we start with? How about the concept of digital detox? Here in France, we have a brand new labor law. Companies with more than 50 employees must negotiate new rules to ensure that work does not spill into days off or after work hours. Imagine that. The French know that it's actually beneficial for people not to work all the time. But the digital detox I'm talking about is not just cutting off business emails in the evenings and whilst on vacation. It's a complete detoxification, a fast, as it were, a super cleaning. No internet, no mobile phone. Try it, just for a couple of days. I had an accidental digital detox not too long ago. I didn't mean to do it. I was in the US and my French mobile phone wouldn't work there. I wanted to go to a restaurant I used to go to long ago, and I couldn't quite remember exactly where it was. No mobile phone? I actually had to get out of my car and go in shops and talk to people and ask directions. It's an old restaurant, it's been around forever, and in fact I was a little scared it would be closed. And I started by saying, ooh, I hope Cisco's is still around. And the people I talked to said, of course Cisco's is still around. This wouldn't be the same city without it. And then we'd laugh and share a minute or two talking about the restaurant, how long we've been going there, how great the food is, and. You see what I'm saying? If I'd had my mobile with me, I would have just looked up the directions on the web. But instead, I had to actually talk to people, share a few moments with my fellow humans. Then, I needed to get back to my sister's house. She moved not too long ago, but I automatically drove to her old house. Now what? No mobile. I had to actually use my brain, my memory. I had to get back on the road, think about where we'd been the night before, remember things I'd seen on the road where we'd turned to get to the new house. It took me a while, but I did it. I felt pretty proud of myself, as my memory is not as good as it used to be. You know, we don't realize what we're missing these days by being always tuned in to the web. Contact with fellow humans, using our memories, thinking creatively even. You know, if you can look up the answer to something immediately, you don't have to turn it around in your head about what the answer might be and talk about it with the people around you. So for all the great things that our digital world brings us, I think it's pretty important to turn it all off from time to time. Go off the grid, do a digital detox, and connect again as humans.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Good news! There are three new RFI Listeners Club members to welcome. Christopher Ahrens of Creswell, Oregon in the U.S., Abdelkadir Elmi from Nairobi, Kenya, and Rashid Dahmani from Misila, Algeria. Welcome, gentlemen. You could be a member of the RFI Listeners Club, too. Just send me your full name, your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your email address. I'll send you an RFI Listeners Club number, which you include on your quiz entries. If you're a winner, you get a premium prize. Here's Laura Angelo with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 3rd of December, I asked you a question about an international report you heard on RFI English on the 25th of November about a Tunisian organization called Aswat Nise. Aswat Nise trains women in political skills, debating, writing budgets, how to canvass for votes, through a series of year-long, once-a-month workshops. In the report, journalist Don Duncan told us how many women are enrolled in this year's Aswat Nise workshops, and that was the question. How many women are enrolled in this year's Aswat Nise workshops in Tunis? The answer is 40. There are 40 women currently training at Aswat Nise. The winners are Shahzad Shabir, the president of the PAC France International Listeners Club in Sahiwal, Pakistan, and RFI Listeners Club members Ralph Urbanchik from Eselben, Germany, and P. Siva Shangmugam from Chennai, India. From Dhaka, Bangladesh, Mofisur Rahman Lalin is on the list of lucky winners this week, as is Sanusi Aiza Dankaba from Kefi in Nasarawa State, Nigeria. Hearty congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week's quiz is a little sad. It's about a giant panda who recently died at a conservation center in China's Sichuan province. The big old guy was the world's oldest male giant panda, and he was especially famous for his virility. He has more than 130 descendants. This is quite an accomplishment. Female giant pandas are only fertile for 2 or 3 days a year. His offspring and their cubs account for nearly a quarter of the more than 420 captive pandas alive today. So here's the question. What's his name and how old was he? What is the name of the world's oldest male giant panda and how old was he when he died? And by the way, bravo to China for its excellent giant panda conservation program. You have until the 13th of February to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 18th of February to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
I'm Nasser Balahi. Bonjour from Iraq.
Time to go, but before we do, a reminder, we have a phone number for you to call and leave us a message. It records directly into our sound editor so we can put your voice and your message directly on the air, which is totally cool. The number is +331 84 22 9600. Just say hello, give your name and your country, and say something short, whatever you're thinking about, or, of course, you could always just say, I love RFI English, because, of course, you do. Got your pen? The number again is +331 84 22 9600. Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Many thanks to my colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with music from a CD I got for Christmas. It's from an album called Be Good, the most recent album by one of my favorite contemporary singers, Gregory Porter. A Grammy Award winner, Porter often writes his own music, this song included. It's called On My Way to Harlem, and I hope you like his smooth baritone voice as much as I do. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Now, 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 you can't keep me away from where I was born. Horn. No, 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 you can't keep me away. moved away one day from his way here in Harlem. I know that Marvin Gaye used to play right here. Somebody say you can't keep me away from where I was born. So could use some of those blues from Langston Hughes. Hey, goes that A-train. Hey, there goes that A-train through Harlem. Hey, there goes that A-train. Hey, there goes that A-train. Hey, there goes that A-train.